All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, here we are in my backyard. And you can see off in the distance here, we have a fence. And on top of it are a bunch of precious antique cans.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they worth more or less than 50 cents?
Well, you're going to determine that by shooting one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I put a ROM in each side, in each one. Okay. And you're going to shoot the cans, and we'll see if they're worth more or less than 50 cents once you've shot a big hole in one of them and presumably my neighbor, the nice old lady who lives behind me.
Okay. All right. We're doing some good old fashioned plinking. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Plinko. Yeah. Another randomization.
Okay. Let me just crack off a few here. Yeah. Got one. Okay, cool.
There we are.
Oh, boy, look at it fly.
Hell of a shot. All right, let's walk up there. Man down range! Let me walk down there and check.
Game on!
Game on. No, game off. Look, inside this can for some kind of soda called Turtle.
Okay.
I've never seen that before. But this the soda, there's a ROM for Cowboy Kid.
I've never heard of this. What's Cowboy Kid?
Yeehaw is what it is.
Mm.
My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to After Suffering, where first we'll set you down so Kay can explain what the true meaning of Sonic is.
And this week we're talking about a Gary pick. We're talking about Cowboy Kid, an NES game.
Mm-hmm. There are multiple reasons why I picked this. I don't know if we've talked about this before, and it may be something that you have a little bit less experience with, just being a little bit younger than me.
Okay.
But having rented at some point a game that now costs like $700.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I rented like the Little Nemo game or whatever. Like there are a few.
If you rented, or EVO, EVO was really expensive if you rented that at the time. This is something I rented. As a kid, and wish I just held on to. It would have been worth giving up that rental thing because it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's very rare. I also am attracted to how unrelentingly straight the cover is. it is just a straight,
ooh,
heterosexual,
man.
Very heterosexual cover.
Ladies, don't touch this cover because you're going to get twins.
Yeah, it is. It's very guys being dudes. You know, just two friends, a couple, like my uncle and his roommate, fist fight in heaven. Like it is.
Yeah. Fist fight in heaven. You're seeing this, possibly on your, podcast app right now. I've made it the album art, for this. This is not the Japanese cover. This is the American cover, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where like, everyone's like, oh, the Japanese cover is so much better. I disagree.
I did. Come on. What are you? They know. You can't honestly believe that.
People say that. The Japanese cover is just a bunch of little cute guys going, Margaro. And a bunch of, you know, it's like, okay, fine. This is two men who understand each other on a level that I will never understand anything.
Yeah.
this is a portrait of love that I don't. And like a Romeo and Juliet style love.
Mm-hmm.
Given the traditional, you know, given cowboys and Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like a love story that like could move mountains.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a kind of a very like Tom Selleck esque cowboy here, giving a smoldering look.
Yes,
But as bright as his fire burns, the indigeous man near him, shirtless and glistening, is piercing the viewer even more intensely. Yeah.
Very glistening. They're both, if you do a close up, you can see they're both doing the same kind of eyebrow raise.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like daring people to stop them from getting legally married.
They really appreciate our vibe. Yeah.
It's that we noticed you across the town. across the camp.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a very, this is not actually why I picked this, but I was delighted when I found the cover. Oh, I don't think when I was a kid I saw this and was like, cool. You know, I was never like a cowboy kid.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have no idea why I rented anything as a kid. Uh-huh. But the, this is a great cover. It's very funny.
It is very good. It seriously does look like a romance cover, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Home of the wet cowboy.
spray them all down.
Yep. And this is a stealth Goemon game.
Yeah, that's kid. Yeah. When I fired this up, you get the sense of it right away. I was like, oh yeah, this is a mystical ninja.
Yeah. It got kind of, there are changes with it. It's all new bosses and stuff. So it's you know, a kind of converted Goemon game, but it's like Goemon 2 for the NES, changed for American audiences to be Cowboy Kid.
Yeah. Almost literally going from Seven Samurai to the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
same kind of conversion going on.
And as such, like, this is pretty, like, this is fine.
Yeah.
I remember thinking this was fine when I was young, and that mostly stands up. Like, the hit detection during the Goemon parts sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the NES Goemon games, that's true as well.
Yeah, your attack has like negative range until you get an upgrade, right?
Yeah. Eventually, you get a gun.
Yeah.
That is one of the big differences. And you don't have limited ammo, and you lose your gun when you die. Like, this is a shooting Goemon, you know, ranged combat Goemon, which is good. That is better for the NES. Like, Goemon eventually figured it out and had a good enough hit detection for melee, but like, that didn't happen for a while.
No. And you are somebody who walks into town and becomes a sheriff, a trusted official, the highest authority just on a whim because you found a key.
You found a key.
You didn't find a key. You bought a key. Anybody with 100 coins can be a sheriff.
Which is, I'm going to write an essay on Endless Mode about that, because that is the fact that you can just buy the authority. Like, that is, that's deep. That's commentary. This is a post-scarcity Wild West village, where on the plus side, you live here and every box is overflowing a treasure that refills every day.
Yes.
Every time you go inside, you go back outside and there's more money in the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's like living in Gotham, though, where like everyone on the street wants to kill you all the time.
Yes. No matter what. Even the fauna, like even domesticated pigs want to kill you. Pigs and chickens. I don't know if you got that far.
Yeah. It is a Westworld glitch.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you can kind of grind up, get all that money, but it doesn't matter because you are the least wanted human.
Yes.
And you're playing as the cowboy. If you play as two players, you can play as the indigenous person.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Abyssamaru is the other guy on the cover.
Yeah. But otherwise it just feels like this is the person you're rescuing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just playing it single player. And this is the structure of this game is neat. Mm-hmm. Once you become the sheriff, you have six people to hunt down, six bounties. Yeah. And you can do them in any order. Really weirdly, instead of them all being roughly equal, they just get harder.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to do them in any order.
Yeah. And they codify a sequence break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to, you can just end it, go at hard mode.
Mm-hmm. just go to a map where everything is way too expensive. You don't have anything to, you know, to build up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you walk around, hit stuff, pick up money out of things. It's like just an also ran NES game from the powers that be at ROMStar.
Yeah. Yep. And the Visco Corporation.
Yeah, the Visco.
Not the trendy like photography app, just Visco.
Yeah, Visco.
Which is apparently like what was big enough that it got a Visco collection released on the Switch, like on modern systems back in 2023.
What's on the Visco collection?
Androdunos, Bangabeed, Captain Tomade, Gunryu, Goal, Neo Drift Out, New Technology.
What the fuck? those aren't real. God, I love Visco.
Gary, I can read them again if you would like me to.
Three reviews. I'm looking at the Steam page for it.
Uh-huh.
Thumbs down. This is a truly horrible release of mostly amazing titles. Huh. Yes, I for one have been waiting for these titles for more than a decade. Yeah, that's you for one. You know, that is the person who's waiting for these titles.
Yeah,
those Visco maniacs.
This is a weirdly prolific company between like the mid 80s to like 2001.
Yeah. And I have a real soft spot for NES and SNES era also rans.
Yes.
Like pretty okay games.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Pretty yeah. okay.
Yeah.
Ironically, in the Womp Them pile.
Right. You know? Covered that all the way back in episode 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you Womp Them.
Yeah, you Womp Them problematically. Yeah, like this is fine. We wouldn't get a Goemon game here until 1991 with Mystical yeah. Ninja.
On the SNES.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a better game. Like the hit detection in that is better than this.
Yeah, you have range. There's all kinds of stuff. The writing is a little bit less perfunctory, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Like a Goemon game, there are all kinds of like little mini games. Like you get to walk mm-hmm. into a saloon and play blackjack. And of course, in a video game, I'm going to play blackjack because it's that's the gambling cool. I understand.
Yeah. And it's fun. And it's usually a good way to make money, even though it is a post-scarcity environment. Like,
yes.
These characters are just playing blackjack for the love of the game,
mm-hmm.
which I appreciate.
Right.
I didn't come into this with planned digressions other than how much I like gay cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm a straight man. Uh-huh. I'm not attracted to men. I think gay cowboys are great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth unpacking probably.
It is a common trope that I do not understand the origins of. Right.
That's a good point.
It is something that has just kind of popped up. Does they get like gay rodeos are a thing? Mm-hmm. I have to imagine it is just because of the just outright masculinity of it, but also the fact that like the Wild West was just a place where dudes went. There weren't a lot of ladies there. I'm not saying that every relationship was a situationship out there, but like learning to appreciate the company of other men is a thing that seems like it would have happened.
You've heard of gay for the stay, but what about gange for the range? and it's not, you know, there are gay rodeos and stuff and all those things now. This has been reclaimed mm-hmm. once masculinity kind of became a thing for this, but it's old.
Yes.
Like this idea is very old. I think it is probably just a lot of dudes out there, you know, like obviously gay people have always existed. I'm not saying like this turned anybody gay or whatever, but uh-huh. like a gay cowboy is an archetype mm-hmm. of like, this is a good fun time.
Yeah.
You're dressed up in this hyper masculine, greasy, you know, you're real wetted up, you know, you're pulling six shooters out from near your crotch.
Mm-hmm.
You got chaps.
Yeah.
You know? Spurs, like a mm-hmm. lot of gay accessories, like gayness and gay accessories.
Going on. Yeah. It just like it plays into the camp side of it.
Yes.
Was there a cowboy in the Village People?
There is a cowboy in the Village People.
There's a cowboy in the Village People. I know there's an indigenous character who I believe was played by an Italian.
Yes. there definitely was a cowboy there. There's the mm-hmm. song Rhinestone Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a drag queen favorite.
Yeah.
After that, when I saw the legendary Darcel before she passed away, he passed mm-hmm. away, Darcel identifying as male, mm-hmm. legendary drag queen, performed that song.
Yeah.
Very fun and funny. And then there's obviously, you know, Ram Ranch, which I love, uh-huh. and then Life at the Outpost, which I talked about before. So
I went back. It's been forever since I've seen the Life at the Outpost video. I thought that was modern and made to look like it's in the style. No, that's from straight up like 1980. And I really weep for how straight everything used to be.
It's heterosexual as a
it's a real modern phenomenon that we don't know. man isn't a man anymore. You have podcasters, just deciding they're women age 37. Go back to the pure, simple,
couldn't get away with
masculine
that
joy at the Outpost.
The thing about the Life of the Outpost video, the kind of thing that I would have dined the fuck on in Teenage Dirtbags, but I don't have that anymore.
Uh-huh.
If you've never seen it, it's mandatory. Please go watch it. It's not actually the band, the unfortunately named Scat Bros.
Yeah.
It's not actually their video. It's a promo video made in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And they just took a lot of liberties with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really funny video. And it's a lot of just like a mustache guy who's real oiled up, like giving you a look and going, yeah, and stuff like that. But I love that shit.
Yeah, a lot of line stepping. Yes, kind of doing some line dancing.
Oh, the choreography is great. it's so simple. Like, it's the kind of shit I would make up.
Yeah, the more mask fellas are like in the line dance. The more kind of like femme kind of guy, more twinky one is like the lead singer kind of guy. Yeah, and they're just singing. You gotta give love to your cowboy man.
And there's not a universe in which that guy's a twink. He just doesn't. You're saying that because he doesn't have a mustache.
It's relative. Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah.
Like everyone, there's a blonde guy who's slightly like less masculine coded, but they're all, very masculine.
Yep.
I think I told you this before. If not, the little dance they do, during the hup, shoot 'em up, hup, red. I was doing that when I was obsessed with the song when I first found it. I was doing it in the living room to make Liv laugh. Immediately racked myself about as hard as I ever have.
So, like, what'd you rack yourself on?
With my hand.
Oh,
they kind of slammed their fist into where their chaps would be.
Yeah.
And I just missed. So, like, imagine me standing up with all the confidence in the world and being like, hup, shoot 'em up, hup, and then just hitting myself in the nuts really hard.
Yeah.
It was a great moment in humiliation. I'm grateful for it and always will be.
Yeah. And it's a good song. It's really catchy.
Great song.
Yeah.
It's really catchy. The lyrics are like, cause it's kind of confusing because it's like they're cowboys, but they are at an outpost.
Yeah.
There's an army element to it.
Yeah.
I watched a video. There's a cover by a guy. Here, let me pull this up. He did a performance. Uh-huh. Ray Burgess did a cover on a show, and it is a live performance of this that is more gay.
Okay.
Than that video. It's not as interesting because it doesn't have shots.
Hard to imagine, but.
Put it on in the background. Ray Burgess, Life of the Outpost. The audio quality is shit. Just have it running.
Yeah.
And that one takes place at like a literal outpost, like little army men.
Okay.
You know, it's not, doesn't seem like there's really cowboys involved in that one. And this is a classic case of cowboy chorus.
Yeah.
Army guy verse.
Yeah. Life at the Outpost. Yeah. This is going to be a really ignorant question. Because I'm not familiar with the Scat Brothers. I know that they're working in disco, which was, you know, and the reason why there was the backlash against disco was because of gay people and people of color, right? Was the song written to be homoerotic? And was this video very intentionally made to be gay? I'm not a gay man, and I don't like masculine people. I'm not tapped into the culture. I just know when I look at this that this is hilariously gay in this very celebratory way that I adore.
Yeah, unclear. I don't know the answer to either of those things. The Scat Bros were like a fast follow village people.
Yeah.
They had other hits as well, but they were just in that wave. Mm-hmm. Things. This video, which was made for Australian promo, I don't know if it was made specifically to be gay. If it was an accident, though, get the fuck out of
here. Yeah. That's like Tobias Finke shit, right?
Like, I would say more so. It is good. Tobias Finke turned up big time. What I love about the gayness of the Life of the Outpost video is that there is three verses in this, you know, that aren't just the chorus. They kind of tell you a little bit about what's going on at the outpost through this here. And, you know, we have the main guy who kind of he kicks the butts of recruits. You know, the sergeant at arms had masculine charms, could keep all the ladies waiting. Hop 2, 3, 4. Black leather boots to kick the butts of recruits. What a way to keep up your rating. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty gay. General claims she lived up to his name, but his wife had different intentions. Boom, boom, bang, bang. Fulfilling desires around the old campfire is doing things I dare not mention.
Okay, yeah. No, so this is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So his wife is doing other stuff around the campfires with somebody.
Yes.
You know, there's this real beard to this.
Like,
this song that is musically and visually and lyrically, tonally, the gayest thing in the world. We got a lot of ladies in here.
Yeah.
We're just kind of around.
The enlisted men, they all had a yen to a lady they called Miss Lily, strutting around on the cavalry ground, just as hot as a love-struck filly.
Yeah. It's because she's hard up. Like she is in cock paradise and there is not a single, it's water, yeah, water everywhere and it won't let me drink it.
She is as thirsty as anybody's ever been.
Yeah. And it's just these cowboys, they're all in the camp doing these dances and stuff. They've all taken their shirts off. They're all playing pool.
Uh-huh.
Like if it just showed these guys, if this was like cruising and it was just, yeah, showing these guys fisting each other, mm-hmm, I wouldn't like it as much.
No, God, no, no.
You know, that's too much. It's just kind of good, clean fun of them oiling each other up to play pool, though.
Yep.
You know, this thing that's kind of like foreplay, almost, that ends up turning it from something that like I wouldn't enjoy or think is funny. Mm-hmm. You know, that probably make me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like I've seen bits of cruising. It makes, yeah, me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
It's not the game you play. Yeah.
Not the game I play. I'm not looking to opt into pornographic situations on accident. Yes. Like I don't need, right, to see anybody be fisted, really, unless, no, I'm going somewhere to see somebody be fisted, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's destination.
Yeah, it's destination. It's not like something I want to find in the journey along the way.
Yeah.
You know? But this, them just kind of like, let's kind of do, make up a dance.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's do it. And then let's like all, you know, kind of look at Miss Lily. Let's pretend to ride her like a horse. Let's try to pretend to ride us. You know, that might just be kind of fun. Let's torment this poor woman. When we all fall in love with each other later and get married, she can sit out and watch.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we all love each other very much and have special hugs later, uh-huh, that Miss Lily, the general claims wife, you know, doesn't need to know.
Yeah.
At this point, none of their business.
Yeah, not at all. And I know that there's like, you know, tongue in cheek stuff in, you know, gay sceney music like that, where just like, ah, yes, the women wink, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's the whole like, oh, Liberace could have any lady you wanted.
Yeah,
right.
Love it.
Yeah,
yeah. Gore Vidal, even he's kissed more boys than I have.
girls.
Girls, Lisa. Boys kiss girls. Like, I don't know. There's something very pure about this to me.
The expression of the partying that is happening here,
yeah,
is so wholesome, actually.
It's a kind of abandon I can't do.
Oh, God,
you,
yeah,
know? Like, it's like when Homer goes to the gay club during the not very good episode where he moves out. And moves him, mm-hmm, with the two gay guys.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
just like he's doing like the mechanical bull and he's just kind of having fun. He's just like, mm-hmm, taking his shirt off. Everyone's cheering for him and everything. It's kind of an abandon that, uh-huh, is, you know, obviously a big part of like pride and gay culture that like,
yeah,
is the appeal for people who, you know, who are in it. Like one of the, mm-hmm, appeals of it. Right.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reasons behind that and stuff. It's got a history and everything. It's, mm-hmm, fun to watch.
Yes.
You know, I don't need to be at the outpost, like doing this stuff. Like I was like, mm-hmm, guys, I don't want to dance.
It's a comfort to know it's happening.
Get oiled up.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm at the outpost and they're like, hey, listen, we don't have to fall in love. Uh-huh. We don't have to take the pill that lets us get married.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to have your shirt off, shade down to a mustache and like dance around with us.
Yeah.
They'd be like, can I just hang out?
Yeah.
Like, is it cool if I hang out in the background and like, just smile?
Can I bring napkins and paper plates to this party?
Yeah. I'll bring the Pepsi.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you guys need?
I'm not committed to the potluck. I just want to help.
Yeah. I brought the Purell, you know, and it's like when it's time for me to go because the enlisted men are all going to satisfy their yen, like, yeah, I'll go. Like, mm-hmm, me and Lily can go hang out and like probably have a lot in common. Like, I don't even need to fuck Lily. Like, just, we'll just be like, those guys are pretty great, right? That's pretty fun. How'd you meet them? Like, how did you get this job? Do they specifically say they wanted to hire a woman for this bartender position?
Carrie, Lily would devour you.
Lily probably would devour me. It would be like a snoo-snoo kind of thing.
I mean, presuming that she's straight. Right?
Yeah. I mean, either way is tragic.
Yeah.
Really, because there are no other women around here either. Like, Lily's not. But Lily could also be ace.
Yeah.
She's, you know, not according to the lyrics, but maybe that's just the outpost guys. Like,
yeah,
they're not experts.
No. It's not their place to say.
Yeah. It would be fun to talk to Lily the same way I like talking to like a stripper.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of like, so what's this like?
I want to learn about outpost logistics.
When they're not having this party, what is the outpost like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what's downtime at the outpost? What's, you know, Boxing Day at the outpost?
What if it was all this?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, man.
What a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah, no, just these dancing cowboys begging you to kill them.
Just like this eldritch location. It was built on an ancient Native American dancing ground.
Uh-huh.
So everyone just has to party all the time.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then I like the straight line you can draw from Life of the Outpost to Ram Ranch. Which takes all the subtext.
Is the guy who made Ram Ranch, is he out of his fucking mind? Is Grant McDonald out of his mind?
He's an outsider artist. I don't know if he's legitimately out of his mind, but he's definitely an outsider artist.
Because like I understand the impulse behind the original Ram Ranch. It's like, yeah. Hey, these country stations are homophobic. Let's put out this incredibly gay Western themed song, right?
Yeah.
And then he just kept going. There are hundreds of them.
There are hundreds of them. It keeps going. They're all just very generic metal music to me, with him kind of spoken wording over. If you're not familiar with Ram Ranch, if you're not familiar, I would go to the Genius entry for Ram Ranch, which the Life of the Outpost entry has nothing. This has full annotations. So the chorus, you know, 18 naked cowboys in the showers of Ram Ranch, big hard throbbing cocks wanting to be sucked, 18 naked cowboys wanting to be fucked, cowboys in the showers of Ram Ranch, on their knees wanting to suck cowboy cocks, Ram Ranch really rocks. And the geniuses let us know, Ram Ranch is a place of delight for cock-loving cowboys. And this hook really shows it. Grant tells the story of Ram Ranch in inspiring and moving words. Ram Ranch breaks boundaries as the first cowboy orgy ranch in the United States. And you can hear the enthusiasm in Mr. McDonald's voice as he states his own experience as the cowboy's paradise. Ram Ranch really rocks. So thank you, Genius.
It's like a book report. I love it.
Hot, hard cow, buff cowboys, their cocks throbbing hard. Genius annotation. After a long day of working at the stables at the 18 cowboys stationed at Ram Ranch need some time to relax. They will always be ready with throbbing hard cocks to be pleased or to please those who wish to be pleased. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. 18 more wild cowboys out in the yard. Grant McDonald assures us that the fun doesn't stop with the 18 cowboys in the showers. There's more salami slavage awaiting us in the yard.
Yeah.
Good to know, man.
It's like, okay, the bass lyrics, it was written to be shocking, right?
Yeah.
But just the annotations being so matter of fact.
And annotating every line is very funny.
As though it needed like explanation. Like, yeah, man, a bunch of gay sex happening.
Yeah. Our Lord and Savior Grant McDonald is kind enough to end the song with an enlightening verse describing the daily joys of these majestic cowboys that they experience. The last line embodies all our longing for the big throbbing hard cowboy cocks.
And this has a complicated, legacy, I guess.
Yes.
Because it's been kind of taken as a shock thing in Chan culture, but also when the trucker cowboys up in Canada, the Ottawa Stampede or whatever they had, people would jam the communication channels with Ram Ranch. Just basically, they would search the signal band to see where they were talking and then just flood it so they couldn't communicate.
Yeah, the Ram Ranch Revolution or whatever it's called. Listen to that.
There's a QAA about it. Yeah.
This getting co-opted by Chan culture, it honestly hard for me to care that much.
Yeah. I'm not calling it out.
This is just, I don't know. I can't imagine taking this seriously or being that mad at Ram Ranch.
Yeah.
It's just good. The song is funny. Like if you listen to the song, the backing track, the metal just restarts halfway through. Like it fades out and fades back in and it's really good. It's really dumb. It's seven minutes long.
Yeah.
Like that's not a song length.
That is not. It's not anything.
Yeah. No, it's 7 minutes.
It is just Ram Ranch. It's sui generis. It just is. Yeah.
And it will be.
Yeah, and in case anybody's cocking their eyebrow at this, it would also be really funny if it was straight.
Oh, sure.
Like the level of detail that has gone into.
like a gay cowboy is very funny to me, but a Ram Ranch is funny on its own, regardless of whomst is being rammed.
Yeah.
Like where at the outpost or the Ram Ranch, when does work get done? You know, like that's why I got to talk to Miss Lily.
This is a ranch. There's livestock involved.
Are they also in like this Ram Ranch doesn't have a Miss Lily. Mm-hmm. Like this is an unchaperoned group of, 36 naked cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Like 18 in the showers, 18 in the yard, with no chaperone.
Yeah, no, there needs to be like, God, there needs to be like some kind of contact with real world. They'd starve. Yeah. They'd starve.
Like they need like a Nick Fury or something that like kind of deploys them or like the very least, you know, takes care of them, cleans up.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want that job, but it does feel like there should be somebody and it should be a high paying job.
You know,
like Ram Ranch custodian.
You know how like in the gold rush, it wasn't the people mining for gold who made money. It was the people who sold the pickaxes. Yeah.
Solid Star.
Imagine being the person with all the wet wipes.
Yeah. It'd be great. It'd probably be exploited. Like the person who would have to, you know, the person who sold wet wipes, Purell and stuff. Great.
Perfect. Yeah.
The person on site probably wouldn't be paid enough. I feel like.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I want to make a sequel song where it's about that guy where it's like, you know, one underpaid clerk to classification 6F wiping down the stalls at Ram Ranch.
You know, like, 1099, clerk, no benefits.
No benefits. One clerk too, taking his second shower of the day at Ram Ranch. Ram Ranch, it's not a great job. You know?
like good if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. I like to hope that the Ram Ranch, like whoever is the Ram Ranch cleanup guy, like,
yeah,
you know, get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also, what if there's like a union for Miss Lily's and Ram Ranch cleanup guy? It's just the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I think I've reached my limit of Ram Ranch content.
Yeah, I know. I just like it a lot. It's hard for me to fight it, the urge. And like every time YouTube suggests Ram Ranch to me again, and I listen to it, I'm like, this fucking slaps. I love this. Everything about this is good.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
No notes.
None at all.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. So, Cowboy Kid.
Cowboy Kid. These kids are not doing any of this stuff as well. These are explicitly children.
Different side of the West. Different side of the desert.
A child cowboy is not nearly as charming to me.
I'm a god. It's like, oh, just like, what is the 50s? Come on.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
No, not at all.
What can people do if they like the show?
If you like the show, you can go to patreon.com/duckvtv and kick us some money and get a whole bunch of bonus content. There are 204 bonus episodes of this that you can get and whole bonus shows like Unfilmable, where we just talked about The Thing.
Yeah, great movie. Mm-hmm. You can also tell your friends. You can leave ratings and reviews wherever they can be found. You know, share episodes, things like that. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't advertise, so that is how people find out about us.
Yeah, the only way we got. Maybe not this episode with all of the Ram Ranch stuff.
This one's fine, if they're cool.
Yeah, if they're cool. Come on. I mean, it's taken as read, and they've got to be cool.
And there's a lot of this that's about life at the outpost as well.
Yeah.
Oh, true. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, this has been Adric Suffering, where just like your neglected air fryer, no one will ever know the true origin of all of our dark, crispy mystery bits.